The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
It is a wild, crazy, wacky world that we are living in. I say this continuously. If you follow biblical principles, you have clarity. You know what's right, wrong. You know, good, bad. Good, evil. Now, and I try to add this, you may not even like it. You know, if you know anything about me, I believe the Bible. I don't apologize for it. And occasionally, I'm reading through my Bible and I'm going, really? Really, God, I can't. Anyway, if you don't like it, at least you have clarity. When you abandon biblical principles, you have chaos. One of the areas of greatest chaos today is this thing of gender and sexuality. I mean, go back 50 years ago and find one single person on planet Earth. And I mean this. You know, how long has mankind been around? Well, if you believe in evolution, it's millions of years. If you don't, you believe in thousands of years. But whatever, in the whole history of mankind, man, woman, boys, girls, that's the way it's been. All right? Go back 50 years and find one person on planet Earth who would reasonably say, you know, I would know I was born a man, but I feel more like a girl. I think I'm going to just start being a girl. I'm going to identify as a girl or a boy or whatever. This thing of identity. And then we have the whole pronoun thing. Just, you know. Now, with that in mind, here is a real story. This is not a parody. This is not from The Onion or the Babylon Bee. This is out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's the story of Joseph Gobrick. Gobrick, Gobrick, G-O-B-R-I-C-K. He was just sentenced to a lengthy time in prison. Now, why? Well, number one, he is already a convicted sex offender at least twice before. He has been arrested as a sex offender. He's a registered convicted sex offender. Well, he was just arrested again because kiddie porn was found on his computer. Well, at his trial, he pleaded not guilty. And again, this is not a parody. I'm not making this up. At his trial, number one, he claimed that the kiddie porn, the child pornography, was computer animated. It was not the pictures of real children doing the things. It's computer animated. It's like cartoons. And so, therefore, it was protected by the First Amendment. Now, according to the police and the prosecutors, there were some animated, but there were also pictures, videos, and so forth of children as young as five. No. As young as three, doing some incredible things. Now, folks, liberal, conservative, Republican, Democrat, can we agree? Child pornography is bad. Sexual abuse of a child is evil. Can we agree on that? Can't agree on a president. We can't agree on impeachment. We can't agree on this or that. Can we agree that kiddie porn is really bad and it's really evil? And that sexually molesting a child is just really, really evil? All right. So at least now that we agree on that. So he is arrested because of kiddie porn on his computer. He says it's computer animated, it's protected by the First Amendment, and so forth. But here's where it gets really, really bizarre. This is from the local ABC television station in Grand Rapids. This is not some whacked out news site. This is ABC News in Michigan. And I quote, Dateline, Grand Rapids, Michigan. A convicted sex offender who says he identifies as an 8-year-old girl will spend at least a decade in prison for dozens of images of child pornography found on his home computer. Joseph Gobrick, 45, claims the images were computer animated and protected under the First Amendment. Quote, I've always been an 8-year-old girl. And even my drawings and fantasies, I am always an 8-year-old girl. Police said 8 child victims were actually identified in the pornography recovered from his computer. Some of the images depicted children between the age of, I was wrong, infant and 5 years old. Oh, infant and 5 years old being sexually assaulted, court records show. Kent County Assistant Prosecutor Daniel Helmer said Gobrick is, quote, a danger to the public. Again, quoting, even during the trial, the defendant continued to draw. Now I can't read this. I'm sorry. It's not dirty. It's not profane. It's just, it's so sick and gross. I can't read it. What he said in court. Kent County Circuit Court Judge Paul Denefield recently sentenced Gobrick to between 10 and 20 years in prison. Based on everything he said and done, including bragging about what he was drawing in his cell, he obviously doesn't think child sexually abusive material is wrong. This isn't just virtual. This is also real people being harmed. All right, now, he was found guilty on 3 counts of child sexually abusive commercial activity, using a computer to commit a crime, and so on. The defendant continued to maintain his innocence at sentencing and continued to insist that in spite of his appearance and in spite of his physical age, he has always identified as an 8-year-old girl. All right. Now, here's my honest question. I'm not being facetious in the least in this. If a 20-year-old man who is physically, biologically, anatomically a man. If a 20-year-old man, physically, biologically, anatomically a man, can simply say, you know, I identify as a woman. I do. I am a woman trapped in a man's body, and I identify. And think about this. Several states across America have passed laws that will allow that man, without any hormone treatments, any surgical reassignment surgery, or anything like that, just simply saying, I identify as a woman. Several states in America have passed laws that will allow that man to go into a woman's locker room, at a health club, at a gym, in the local department store and use the women's bathroom or the women's dressing room simply because he said with his mouth, I identify as a woman. And much of our culture and our society are just fine with that. It's okay. You need to understand. He identifies as a woman. Or a woman says she identifies as a man. Defying the biology, the anatomy, and so on. Just says. And you got to trust me on this. This is What is the difference between that and a 45-year-old man saying, I identify as an 8-year-old girl? Seriously, what is the difference? It illustrates the path that we are on, folks, and it's a dangerous path.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, since we're talking about the bazaar, hey, by the way, that the story I was talking about before the break, I'm sure that some of you are going, he's making that up. He's making that up. Well, like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, and you can download it for yourself. You can check it out on Facebook. Just type in the little search. You know, you open up Facebook up in the upper left-hand corner. There's that search bar. Just type in Bob Burney, B-U-R-N-E-Y, live. You have to add live. If you don't add live, you're not going to get our page. Bob Burney, B-U-R-N-E-Y, live. And when the page pops up, just hit like. And there it'll be. And on Twitter, just follow us at Bob Burney Live. At Bob Burney Live. And my engineer, Jeff, he is so good about posting these stories. That whacked out story from Grand Rapids, Michigan, is already up on Facebook and on Twitter. And here's another whacked out story in the religious world. Here's the headline. You ready for this? The truth is so often much crazier than fantasy. Wife files $9.5 million lawsuit against the Mormon church. Okay, well, that's not that unusual. I mean, people sue churches all the time. This is suing the Mormon church, in the National Mormon Church, as well as the local church in Oregon. This story occurred in Oregon. I didn't read the rest of the headline. Wife files $9.5 million lawsuit against Mormon church for reporting husband's sexual abuse of daughter. Now, the story is not funny at all. It's just bizarre. Here's the story. The wife of a Mormon man who confessed to leaders of his church that he sexually abused his underage daughter has filed a $9.5 million lawsuit against the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints for violating his confidence and reporting him to authorities. Now, here's the story. Story is about Timothy Samuel Johnson and his wife, Christine. All right. The wife discovered that the husband had been abusing their daughter. Intentional pause. I want that to soak in. The wife discovers that the husband has been sexually abusing their little girl, their daughter. So instead of going to the police, she tells her husband, you need to go down to the church and tell them. Get it off your conscience and go down and tell them. So Timothy Samuel Johnson, 47, did what his wife told him to do, and he went to a local church panel. Now, this was back in 2016. She told him to go to the local church panel in Oregon about the molestation in 2016 to repent of your sins. She also said that he should get spiritual help to bring peace within his life and family. Well, that was 2016. In Oregon, they have laws requiring the reporting of child abuse. And they should. Hey, listen. I pastored for 25 years. I took the confidentiality of counseling incredibly seriously. It's a long, long involved story, but I had confidential information about a murder case here in Columbus, Ohio. Now, divulging the confidentiality would not have saved anyone's life or anything like that, but it would have been vital to the investigation. But I learned it in confidence, and I never told anyone. Because I took that confidentiality so seriously. But if I had a man come to me and confess that he was abusing his own children, I would counsel him, I would encourage him to repent, and I would tell him, I'm calling the police. And you should too. Turn yourself in. Well, that's what the church did. So he went in 2016 and confessed to a local church panel in Oregon. This is the Mormons. In 2017, he was arrested, charged, and convicted in 2018 of 4 counts of sexual abuse and sentenced to 15 years in prison. The wife sues the church for telling the police that her husband is abusing their own children, and she sues the church because her husband is going to prison and she will not be able to spend his paycheck any longer. No, I'm not making it up and I'm not exaggerating. It's all about money. The attorney says clergy, that's the Mormons, knew or should have known that violating the doctrine of confidentiality under the circumstances alleged in the complaint would most certainly injure his wife financially. Get this. This candidate for Mother of the Year is more concerned about her husband's paycheck than the fact that he has been molesting their own children. It's about money. The lawsuit requests $5.5 million for Timothy Johnson's wife for loss of his income and for extreme emotional distress, as well as $1 million for each of his 4 children. And it asks for $40,000 to pay for the attorney. Yeah, $40,000 for the attorney. Quote, when she discovered her husband's sin, they chose to let the church handle the situation because they firmly believed that they could deal with their parishioners better than law enforcement. In other words, she was hoping that he would get better, but he would keep working and keep paying the bills. Oh, my goodness. The depravity of men and women. Wife files $9.5 million lawsuit against the church because the church did the right thing in reporting that a man was sexually abusing his own children. And the wife sues the church. My goodness. Oh, it is a fallen world, folks. Hey, to those of you in Columbus, to those of you in Tampa, thank you so much for joining me. In Tampa, I hope Bill will be back tomorrow afternoon. But folks, listen to me, and please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.